And it is still six. We'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Galt?
Here.
Glinsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
And we have our full council of six. Kevin, our city attorney, is joining us online. You can see him on the screen. He could not be here in person this evening. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Oh my goodness.
We were tied here.
So you're tied. We'll go ladies first. Elaine this evening. Elaine with the motion and Fran with the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. The first item is the consent agenda. We have 28 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve items 1 through 28.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Steve with a second to approve consent items 1 through 28. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That will take care of the consent agenda. Our next item includes special event requests and perfect timing. Mr. Swaffer is here representing the Republican Central Committee for the event request for Central Park on May 24th. Steve, if you'd like to introduce the event or anything you'd like to share about it. My only question is, looks like this insurance that we normally require is not a box that's checked off. Is that something that you could provide at?
It's in there.
Then I misspoke. The box isn't checked, but if the attachment is there, that's all we need. Is there anything you'd like to share about the event? I know I'm planning on being there.
The only thing I can't remember was,
mm-hmm. Very good. And I have the event from 4:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Excellent. Any questions for Mr. Swaffer on the candidate, Meet the Candidate Republican Central Committee event? I would take a motion.
We'll make a motion. We approve the request by the Washington County Republican Central Committee for May 24th.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And Steve with the second to approve this request. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you for coming, Steve. We'll see you soon. Next on the list is presentation from the public, where anyone can address council for 3 minutes. I think we know the ground rules of this by this point. Is there anyone that would like to address council at this time? And we open that to virtual as well, if anyone would like to address council. And I don't see any indication that we have virtual or in person to address tonight. We will move out of presentation from the public into claims and financials. Kelsey, take it away.
Okay, I did receive a few questions ahead of time on the claims, so I'll go through those quickly. Under, I forgot to look at what department it was. Either road use, water distribution, or sewer collection. There is a claim from Menards for a new door, sewer collection, steel door. So they had a door to the street shed that was, the door jamb was broken. And when they got to looking at fixing just that part, they noticed that the metal lining of the door was rusted out. So they thought it would just make more sense to replace the door. So that was that one. And then under fire for Whitmer equipment, it says boots and hoods. So that's two pairs of boots at $388 each and three particulate hoods at $99.99 each. So that was that breakdown. Are there any additional questions on claims?
Any questions for Kelsey? Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Elaine for the second to approve these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign. Excellent. The financials for April.
All right. These are the April 2022 financial report. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of March by $1,314,972, giving us an April month-end balance of $8,972,499. After 10 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds. The airport fund by $46,743 due to fuel sales. The water fund by $157,991 due to transfers and charges for services. And the sewer fund by $5,392 due to charges for services. We're ahead of budget in revenue in the following funds as well. The general fund by $593,967 due to our property tax revenue for the second half of the year. Road use fund by $59,282 due to our road use tax and transfers in. And the sanitation fund by $62,470 due to charges for services. After 10 months of operations, our expenses are under budget for all funds with the exception of the sanitation fund. The following line items are currently over budget in our regular departments. In the general fund, we are over budget for wages due to the three payrolls in April, general insurance, repairs, utilities, and payments to outside entities, the airport fund for fuel, building maintenance, other contractual services, and vehicle operations, the water plant for on-call pay, utilities, debit card and credit card fees, postage, and tech services, water distribution for building maintenance, minor equipment, and operation supplies. Sewer plant for general insurance, tech services, vehicles, operational equipment repair, and operational equipment repair. And sewer collection for equipment, grounds and building maintenance, vehicle operations, heavy equipment, and operating supplies. And finally, the sanitation fund for other contractual services and refuse and recycling. Are there any questions on the financials at this time?
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie for the second to approve the April financials. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. We'll move next into this evening's new business, the first of which is a public hearing for annexation for the MSJ subdivision. I will open that public hearing for any comment on this voluntary annexation. If there's no, we do have representation if there was public comment or questions from both our administrator, attorney, and the individuals doing the development. Seeing no public comment, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing. I have it from both sides, so we're going to do a motion from Elaine and second from Fran.
Yep.
To close the public hearing, a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And that public hearing is closed. And next up is the resolution that would approve that voluntary annexation. We have the resolution. We have the map. Is there anything that you'd like to share about the progress? I mean, this is part of it. Thank you for coming tonight, Jeff. Scott?
Can I ask questions? Talked about it several times. It's here. It's at the map.
So. Awesome. So for council's aware information, of course, annexation is part of the plan, is part of the financing, it's part of the picture for doing this development. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
I would make the motion to approve this resolution.
Sorry.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second to approve this resolution. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, council. Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing the progress continue. Yes. Oh, yeah, we've got other stuff later in the meeting as well. Next up is, actually, yeah, we have three public hearings. This is the second public hearing for the fiscal year 22 budget amendment. This, of course, we set at our last meeting. If there's anyone from the public that would like to make comment on the budget amendment, this would be that time.
Make a motion to approve the public hearing.
Close. Okay. Fran, thank second. You for your motion. And I think
yeah.
And Millie with the second to close the public hearing on the budget amendment. Sally.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes. Thank you, Council. Next up is the resolution that would amend our budget. You can see the worksheet with details attached from Kelsey. Kelsey, have you received any specifics or question answers that you need to share with Council? Council, any questions for Kelsey on this budget amendment?
Motion to approve the budget amendment for fiscal year 2022.
Second. Thank you, Bethany, for your motion, and Isla for the second. I'll also say thank you, Kelsey, for putting this together and for providing the comments for each specific reason and how it's related to things council have previously approved in most cases.
I would second that. Good job, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Very excellent. Helpful. Well, we'll add you to the voting body. No. Okay. No, that's trouble.
Oops.
A roll call vote. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our final public hearing is for the sanitary sewer extension project for the MSJ subdivision. You have the related resolution. One thing that was missing was that estimate of cost, which originally was $125,000. You can see that happily, it has, I mean, not happily, but the new estimate of cost is $135,000. So with all that's happened between now and then, we do have about a $10,000 change. I spoke with Deanna about this earlier, and she believes that this is very doable, or still, you know, appropriately doable within our budget. I would entertain any questions on this resolution that would basically do the plan specs, estimate of cost, and form of contract to get the ball rolling on moving forward with this boring project.
When is the, is there a bids? When do the bids go out or come back?
It will be open. We'll be opening bids May 31st, and we'll award it at our first meeting in June.
Okay.
Any other questions on this resolution that would adopt plan spec, cost, and contract?
I would make the motion that we approve this resolution.
Mr. Mayor, did we have the public hearing?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I got all distracted with all of my things. So we did our discussion. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Okay. Oh, sure. I'll motion to close the public hearing on the sewer extension project.
Thank you, Bethany, for the motion. Who would like the second?
Second.
Okay, Millie with the second to close the public hearing. Sally, thank you. And please call that roll.
Did we have a second?
Yes.
You were the second, Millie.
I mean, on the, oh, I'm sorry, we're voting on the closing public.
We're backing up a little bit.
Okay.
Youngquist?
I'm sorry, me? Yes.
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
My culpa, but the public hearing is now closed. We've kind of already had our discussion, which is acceptable. And in front of us is the resolution.
Okay. I would make the motion that we approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. And Steve just got the second. Did I miss any discussion in this confusion?
Yeah. Do we need to add the added cost into the resolution?
I don't think so, because it's an estimate of cost. Right. And when we approve the, when we do the bid opening, then we'll approve. Okay. So we're fine on that.
And those
so
bids open.
Anything.
The bids open in June. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the first meeting in June. We'll open the. No, we'll open them on May 31st. They'll be. You will be presented with them to award the project on the first meeting in June.
Thank you.
Well, June 7th. Okay.
And I think we're ready to call the roll on this resolution.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next items of business, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, thank you, guys. Yep, we'll see you later. Are all related to our bonding and our bond council agreement and different bonds that we would pull out for essential corporate purpose. Because they're all kind of over the board with different amounts, I would entertain any discussion in any of these four categories. Deanna, is there anything you'd like to add to what the next items are?
Yes. Okay. So there was some questions, and I mean, we were even questioning it because the not to exceed amount is that $3.97 million. And if you look at all the resolutions setting the public hearing for the separate bond amounts, it doesn't add up, but it's because you guys approved the $1.47 million last year.
that, this that is 2.5 plus 1.47.
Right.
Yeah. And then that would add up.
Right.
Okay.
Is there any other questions on any of these items related to our green, the bonds?
I was just curious why we have to do them separately instead of all combined.
That might be
a Kevin question. It was a suggestion by our bonding attorneys.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have a different, their bonds are set into certain categories and the hearing notice amounts are different depending on general corporate purpose, essential corporate purpose, depending on what type of project you're doing. So that's why they probably got broken into two or these, all these categories here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. You're welcome. You want to add anything? We kind of cut you off. Okay. Any other discussion? We will need to do all of the business separately, but I thought it might be easier to do the discussion mm-hmm. all together. So the first item is the simple motion for the bond council agreement not to exceed.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Bethany. Who would like?
Go ahead.
That's Fran with the second. I enjoy how everyone fights for it because we are eager, eager counselors. Just makes me really work hard. So I have the motion from Bethany. I have the second from Fran, a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, council. Our next items are all resolutions. The first for the $700,000 bond.
I would make the motion. We approve this resolution for the $700,000 general obligation, whatever.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Elaine for the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And that resolution is approved. Our next item is the resolution for the $800,000 bond. Thank you, Fran, for your motion. Okay. Thank you, Elaine, for the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that resolution is approved. Our final, this next resolution is for the $1 million bond.
Motion to approve.
Second. Thank you, Bethany, for your motion. Thank you, Steve, for the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Thank you, council. We've made our way through. And thank you, Kelsey. And to our bond people, all of the things. Our next resolution is one that authorized tax and levy. I believe there's one item on this list to assess.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to approve the resolution levy, authorizing levy assessment and collection cost of Washington County Treasurer.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And that's Steve with the second on this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
And that resolution passes. Our next item number 12, is ratification of subordination agreement for the DIG agreement. That's our downtown investment grant. I understood this as the bureaucratic piece of the puzzle for the grant we applied for and received. Am I missing anything for this?
It has to do with the DW Developments restructuring some of their financing, and the bank requires this as part of their process.
That answers my question. Council, do you have any additional questions?
Is this for the journal building remodeling?
No.
No. There's something else.
This is for one of the programs, one of the projects they had previously.
Oh.
Which could have been the YMCA.
It could have been the YMCA, or could have been the journal building. There was item associated for either project.
Okay. I would make the motion that we approve this, ratify this agreement.
Thank you, Millie. Second. Thank you, Elaine, with the second. If I haven't missed any discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you, council. Our next item is consideration of pay app number 5 for West Buchanan. This is in the amount of $88,262.78. Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Isla for the second to approve this pay app. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will pay that bill. Our next bill is for West 5th and Lexington, pay app number one, which is that project is coming right along. Few hiccups. Thank you, council, for being receptive to those complaints, passing them on to try and find solutions. Hasn't been easy. Well, I'm being diplomatic. But it's great to see that work is, you know, nearing completion. And thanks for letting me entertain that discussion. This is pay app number one.
$505,091.63.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion. And I guess Millie with the second. Put your banker hat on there with your numbers.
I haven't had to say big numbers for a long time, so I think about it a little bit.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Do we know how, is this like half of the project or do we know the size?
I can forward you the latest email update. We are kind of on a list receiving just what they're paving and when they're paving it. Mm-hmm. I think the majority of the paving is done, but then there'll be driveways to work on. Mm-hmm. So the roads are open right now. You can access the businesses. It's close to through traffic, so you shouldn't be driving mm-hmm. semis through just as a shortcut, but mm-hmm. you can access the businesses from my understanding mm-hmm. and the homes mm-hmm. and they're going to continue driveway work and shoulder work. Yep. Have I missed anything?
We're sharing the cost with the county, but then a lot of it's going to be reimbursed right. by some grant.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's the gist. Our next item is consideration of a hotel market study update, which is exciting to see. When it was last done, we were right on the threshold of having enough demand, and a lot of progress and development has been made in our community since then. So I'm excited to see what this brings, and thank mm-hmm. Deanna for putting this together. The dollar amount I see for this work is $7,500, not to exceed. Mm-hmm. Deanna, anything you'd like to share about in addition?
No, just that this company is the one that did the first one. And so I had a really good discussion with him on updating it and told him what things that have gone on since 2014. And from our initial discussion, he's pretty sure we can pass that threshold. So we do have to pay the $3,750 up front. And we're going to be discussing this cost at the next hotel motel meeting to see if there can be some cost share or they can pay it since it's for the hotel.
That does follow that. Logically follows.
Makes more money for us.
Yeah.
Right. And I just wondered about the, it says on page 4, something about field work research fee, $4,750. And then over on the retainer fee is $3,750. So that totals $8,500. Am I thinking wrong there?
You mean $47.50? I don't know.
No, $3,750 and $4,750.
So I think that's part of the $7,500.
Yeah,
because what I saw
he's just kind of broke down what how he's coming to the $7,500.
Does it say $7,500 anywhere? I could.
Yes.
Yes.
Bottom of page 3.
Yeah.
Which includes research.
On page 3, it says $7,500, and it includes the stuff that field research stage. And then he requires the retainer of $3,750.
See the bottom of page 3?
Yeah.
It says the complete cost is this, yeah. including all associated expenses.
Okay. So we kind of just broke it down that for that part of it, it's that's the cost, the $4,750 out of the $7,500.
Oh, okay. Within the retainer fee is like a deposit.
Right,
something.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to approve it before we completely decide whether we're going to do a cost share on it or?
We're paying for it upfront because we have the funds available, and then we'll talk to Hotel Motel and they'll basically reimburse us.
Okay.
It is, it has been one of the goals that we've established to do this, to have a research thing. And mm-hmm. Deanna just kind of went ahead and got the information.
Okay.
So it's one of our stated goals.
Okay.
Excellent. Would someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to
Isla has a question.
Hotel motel study update for not to exceed $7,500.
So I have a motion and we can do further discussion. Do you want to make a second or do you want to wait till you get your question answered?
I'll second, but I do have a question.
Please, discussion, Isla. Okay, on page two, I'm wondering why we didn't. It says at this time, we'll not have a restaurant and bar area and possibly supportive banquet meeting space. I thought that's what we wanted. We talked about in Hotel Motel about having a place for events, and we're not putting that in now for some reason.
Okay, where, what are we looking at?
It's in the fourth paragraph on page two.
Just about field research hotel evaluation.
I don't know that we specifically mentioned that when we were talking about the hotel.
Because we don't have a place now.
Hmm.
Okay.
I can talk to him about adding that. He came up with this, so it must have been in the initial report. The initial study that was done, it was not included.
Okay, I'm not sure. I mean, that's a long time. I remember vaguely a long time ago, but yeah. No, but I think we definitely want to.
Okay.
So, and I read this weirdly different. I read it that it would not have restaurant and bar area, but would possibly support banquet meeting space. But I think your initial reading is correct, Isla, and I was reading it too quickly.
We want to make sure we get that. Yeah, figured well, in there, I think.
Yeah, at least to figure out, you know, yeah, what that would cost. And
right. Will you follow up with yep. us on that piece?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good Thank catch.
You. So that is a motion and a second. We were in additional discussion. Is there any additional discussion? Voting in favor of this hotel market study. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. I have discussion, I guess, now. That does pass. What is the timeline for receiving the results? Would you remind me? It's probably in here.
He thinks it's going to be June or July, and by September, we should have the report.
Okay, wow. Cool. Our final item of regular business is the first reading of an ordinance amending utility rates. My notes have that this is a partial. It's on usage and not on base rates. 5% on usage in both categories. And that council did approve this in our budget process of this year.
Is the $4.99 for 100 cubic feet, is that the new rate or is that the old rate? New rate.
I do not know. New.
New, okay. What was it currently?
Do you know? It would have been 5% less than that.
Than that. Okay. I tried to look on my water bill, but I couldn't figure it out. So, well, and this is what we've
year over year. This is what we've discussed. It's the least fun vote to take, but we've seen the consequences of not taking these actions. They include astronomical increases for not maintained city infrastructure. And I empathize with everyone's position that, you know, it'd be fun to vote no, but our job is to vote according to what's in the best interests of the community as a whole. And as I kind of set up for you, I reminded council that this was a part of the budget discussion and the budget plan for the year, and to change course would require significant changes in many other areas as a ripple effect if mm-hmm. council saw fit to not follow through with what you did during the budget season. Is that correct? Am I missing anything from any of our leaders?
So unfortunately, but fortunately, I'm going to make a motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance amending the utility rates.
I'll second it.
Thank you for your motion, Elaine, and thank you for your second, Bethany. It is, we'll have to do this three times. For the first time, I would ask the roll to be called.
Eggers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore? Yes.
Thank you, Council. We will move next into the workshop portion of tonight's meeting. I'm going to a workshop tomorrow. That's the Development 22 conference as well. We have different representation from Mary and Michelle and others there. Governor Reynolds and Debbie Durham will be there tomorrow. So we'll be talking about some things that overlap into this. I know we might have other attendees, but they're very busy doing other important meetings. Originally the railroad was going to be in town tomorrow, but that got rescheduled.
Right.
So how would we like to proceed with this conversation? Deanna, what are your thoughts? Are we just kind of doing an update and seeing what would you like to see?
Right. This is not like our main goal session. I just wanted to have like a mini goal session. I guess the biggest
question is, in fiscal year 23, we have $5.6 million allocated or put in our plan to do the streetscape project. There are some grant opportunities for maybe doing the wellness park instead. So I don't know how set everybody is in moving that quickly ahead with the downtown streetscape expansion. I think if we're going to do it even in 25 or 24 or 26, we need to start working on it because nothing, I mean, we have no plan, no nothing. We do need to get started, but I guess that was my main reason for having this.
So could you break it apart since the planning would need to start? Could you put 1.1 million or 1.5 million towards the streetscape expansion and then put whatever 1 to 2 million towards the wellness park and then put the 4 million into fiscal 24? Is there a breakdown where you could split it apart into chunks in order to achieve your wellness park goal?
Right. I mean, we could, but I mean, as far as we know, we don't have even a solid cost right now, right?
For the street. 6 was a complete guess.
Yeah.
I did budget some money for this current, like this uh-huh. budget that we will be coming into that could probably like, that would be covered by our, you guys have this drink.
Yes. Yep. They do.
That would be covered by the water, the quarterly boat, and a little bit of TIF dollars. So, I mean, we have probably about 1.5 million that we could do right now with it.
So we could get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The other piece to that, though, is speaking with our bonding or PFM, our financial advisor, we don't have the capacity to issue the GO debt that is supposed to help pay for this until fiscal 26.
Right.
So we do have other pieces that we can use to get us to that point, but that, like, we can't, I mean, according to this plan, we should have been able to issue a bond this year, and there's no way that we can do that.
And for council's information, the Wellness Park project would be a co-application with the YMCA that would include their pool and the wellness park, like pond and phase two. This is all related to the Debbie Durham.
This is Destination Iowa.
Destination Iowa, which will be highly competitive for lots of dollars. And we've been advised that the best buy-in is, that might be an application that I just described, is what Deanna has told me. I want to provide a little history too. Yeah, is that okay? And then turn it over.
Whatever.
Yeah, go ahead then. And I would like to share something too.
My only thought is, or a thought for 23, the underpass evaluations in there, with that increased train traffic, I think we should proceed with that stat and find out how that underpass is holding up, because it's going to get a lot more traffic over the top. So.
We had a report from their engineer just happen, which wasn't as highly descriptive as we would have liked. Deanna, can you share that update?
Right. So actually the DOT, not the DOT, the railroad inspects all the crossings, all that stuff. It's their responsibility to inspect those and then do any maintenance that's required. Once we initially do it, we're out of it. So, and they're coming, we're having inspections done and all of that next Wednesday. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but it was postponed due to scheduling on their end till next week. So hopefully we will get a report and get some answers to how our crossings are.
And if it's somehow deficient or something, who's responsible?
They are responsible to repair and take care of all that. Everything. Yeah, it's not ours. It's not ours to maintain. It's not ours to inspect.
They didn't dig it. We dug it. It was a city project.
Right. But that's what I was told anyway by the railroad, that we initially pay for anything and then they come in and it gets inspected every year. I got a copy of the inspection report, but it pretty much didn't say anything. It's just that
everything's good.
Everything's good. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And you asked for more and they said,
yeah. And they pretty much said, you don't need all that. It's
Kelsey, did you have something?
Yeah, so actually this second North Second Underpass evaluation is not for the actual underpass itself. It's for the lift station at the underpass. So it's not related to train.
But we already repaired and upgraded that lift station just in the last cycle, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we just diverted water away from it.
Yes. So we had had a conversation with Steve when he was here from Fox. And we probably need to look at some more options because it still floods and there's options of more diversion, but
we're talking about the underpass.
Okay.
And you might remember it as part of the Fourth Avenue project, the street, the railroad stuff, the change order when there was a void under the tracks because of water usage,
so
that we with all of that, there was water that was diverted to a different interceptor versus the water where it was going prior to, which was this lift station. That was a step towards improving our water issues there when we have heavy rainfall.
And we did confirm with Steve that that 25 number was still okay.
Yeah, because there's
I just wanted to clarify, like, we not knowing anything, we definitely thought it was like the underpass with the railroad situation, but then Steve said, no, that's stormwater and stuff. So
I'd need to go ahead.
In 24, it's also mentioned here, engineering investigation for upgrades to prevent underpass flooding and other system deficiencies. So
I just need to do a little history update that some of you know and some of you don't about the streetscape and why it is for fiscal 23, and I wear both hats as a downtown business owner and mayor and former city councilor. This has been kicked down the road once already, and I was on council at that time to make that vote. The reason I don't have outdoor service as a business owner is directly related to this project not taking place, and the reason Cafe Dodici and others around the square could is because of that streetscape and those bump outs. As a counselor, I voted not in my own best interest, but in the best interest of the community as a whole, because we did that Southeast Side I&I project because we were having some sewer backups in homes. So we pushed the streetscape off as a pretty project in order to work on the underground project that is not as pretty. And I was one of the unanimous votes to kick this project down the road at that time. If we have to do it again, it is what it is, but I'd like to advise council to be very careful. Mm-hmm. We almost did the same thing with the wellness park. It was on the chopping block because, you know, there was all of these things that needed to be done. And we almost, and thanks to some of you and a former councilor Salazar, this was part of the comprehensive plan. This is part of what the community wants. This is part of economic development. I would say the same thing for the streetscape in the big picture. We just have a $300,000 grant for our upper level housing. We have a challenge grant for the Wingus Cafe. We have things happening in the downtown. We have things happening in this community. I would just plead with council to not, changes can happen, but just to not be short-sighted about what projects like this mean for our economic development of our community as a whole. And then as I wear the other hat, I plead with council as a business owner, you know, I've made promises like so many, and then those promises change and the goalposts change. And so I feel passionately about it with both hats.
I have a question, Jen. Yeah, could you just briefly explain what was planned in this phase of the street? Well,
basically what you see in the current downtown square, would be that in the entire super square.
Okay.
Which is actually a significantly larger project than the original project because it's all the little spurs.
Sure.
And it's a major engineering feat. But when you see the elderly people trip going up a 4-foot walk because it's so high from the horses and the buggies that to be dropping people off. So, this would improve that type of...
It's not just elderly, it's mothers with young children pushing stroller. There's a lot of the population is affected.
Yep, that's the worst. It's South Iowa right there, where it's huge. And so this would have to incorporate all of the engineering. Our leaders are correct that it's a big lift and we need to be planning it immediately. So I support potentially pushing it a little, but I want to be very cautious about pushing it a lot for the reasons I mentioned.
Can I
speak? Yeah, of course. I'll be off my soapbox now. I just I feel very strongly.
I realize you do. And I also feel very strongly. I have young families that are very upset about the increase in water. I just voted for it. And I understand. I also know that we do not have a capital improvement plan in place, which we need through in here. Police cars. I mean, we need to have a plan in replacing our capital improvement. We do not have that in place. We need stoplights at South 12th. We need to look into the flooding and the underpass. These are all just as important to the people of our city. And it comes down to wants and it comes down to needs. And sometimes our wants aren't as important as our needs. And I come from a very frivolous, I come from a background where you do not spend frivolously. You think very carefully. And needs always came first over wants. I think at some point we do need to do something about the streetscape, but we also need, I have a sister-in-law who's in a wheelchair. She has no legs. The worst place for her right now in this town is the sidewalks downtown. Do you know what it's like to go down the sidewalks with those little bricks and those little lines? She literally goes like this. She says it's uncomfortable, it's degrading, it's not easy for somebody in a wheelchair pushing themselves. I also had my parents were in walkers. The walkers don't slide over these bricks. They're the worst thing that could have been put down for ADA or elderly or mothers carrying infants or people walking with groceries or whatever. So with that being said, we need to take a very strong look at the construction,
at the design phase
before we even would move forward, because it would do us no good to add that in one block in each direction of the town square.
I think where we get the cart in front of the horse that used to be on the town square, you could do that entire project and maybe just do bricks. Like it could be like a little strip that was like this big that would tie all in and solve. I don't mean a little strip down the middle. I mean, there's ways to, that's an excellent point. I think there could be ways to deal with it.
I do believe we need to push this out. And I think we need to look at be very serious about looking at our budget, what we have spent and what our needs are, our very definite needs are, and go from there. I would be for at least pushing it out. What did we say? There was
2026 is when we can.
26.
At the bottom.
Yeah. Well, we don't always agree.
And in 2026, we can push it to 2035.
Well, are you? Yeah. Well, you may be not even here.
I'll still be living. I know. It's just.
Yeah. But
when do we make these commitments for real? If we keep
Do we continue to raise our taxes?
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
We haven't. Well, except for this year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So this is the capital improvement plan.
We did. And so but for me, I have to be
thinking of all that other stuff.
The whole picture and wants and needs. And when I know that our needs are being taken care of, our wants, I'm okay with. Mm-hmm. If we can figure out that we can get our capital improvement and stay on task with it. If we can keep our water under control, which is something is a need, and we need good clean water. If we can get South 12th, get that taken care of, and still do this, you've got me on board.
But if we can't, I'm not for bond error going forward with
it. So one question, and then we'll move on to the others. So this is the capital improvement plan, the CIP that we are talking about.
Yeah.
And then the CEP, the capital equipment plan, which is a separate issue that has to do with the police cars
Excuse me.
We did when we raised our levy ever so slightly. That additional money was designed to go into the CEP.
Okay.
And then this is the CIP. I know it's all blurry.
Yeah, it's all blurry. But, you know, we're all the equipment that we need to keep replacing. I want to make sure that we are keeping up on that. So
I would ask, did you apply for the Great Places designation specific to asking for money for this project?
That was something we were considering if we were selected. I did do a little research today, and of the grants that have been awarded to Great Places over the last several years, the average was about $200,000.
Also
up to 400,000, you know, down to smaller ones. We weren't sure at the time, and I think that maybe this changes what kind of projects they're looking at.
Yeah.
A lot of these were like trails or rehabilitating an old building or something. So I'm not sure if the Great Places would be a big help.
I just wanted to confirm whether it was a part of the application as
this
fiscal plan.
Once if we get selected, then we have a 10-year window that we can apply for one grant.
Right.
One project.
Some of this, I think, might have to take place at that longer goal setting session. Mm-hmm. And I think some of it might require a little bit more information from you guys on where the bonding could go and where the dollars would come from, whether it was pushed 1 year, 2 years, 3, 20.
So
ideally,
this has not been updated for a year. And
know what?
I want to push it out.
Huh? I have a little bit of a problem with part of it because we have a church that's sucked up two streets of that we're going to be fixing.
Oh, we're fixing. Are you talking about the sidewalk on the west side?
You're talking about the streetscape in the Super Square.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Super Square, and they keep taking more and more money from us as they keep getting
It's not a taxable entity, but I think we have to be careful because they did purchase the property, and I know that we have strong feelings about property rights, and they are within that, and they follow the Main Street design standards, so it'll be a completely brick front, which will be very nice. I totally understand your concern, but it's theirs.
As long as it also understand how many hundreds of thousands of dollars they're sucking out of the city.
Fair enough. I know that. I think the streetscape, the super square would, I believe, just be the frontage of that structure. I believe the west side would not be part of it. And the west side would also be just getting redone this year. So I don't think it'd be the west side. I think it would just be the part that's on the north side of their building.
Yep.
Other discussion.
So this document was last updated in January of 21.
January 15th, 2021, it looks like.
So I would like to, you know, see it updated, see what we've done. You know, how costs have come in. I think this discussion is good, but I think we need to think a lot more about, you know, a lot of these things.
Normally, we would have a big goal setting session like September or October.
Yeah. Facilitated by a person from League of Cities or another not me.
Mm-hmm.
Facilitating.
Yeah. I mean, generally, I'm not in favor of pushing the streetscape off.
Sounds like we might need to anyway, slightly based off the timing. I just had to speak passionately that we not push it off. I would not like to see it pushed off indefinitely.
Deanna, have we considered whether the streetscape would fit in with the Destination Iowa grant?
Oh, I don't, it will not.
It would not.
Because that won't bring, basically the Destination Iowa grant is looking at improving tourism, bringing people to Iowa. or outdoor activity, and that doesn't even, it won't go into any of the buckets for the grant.
There's four buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them was strategic economic development or something.
Yeah. Right? I don't see improving the downtown streetscape really impacting or increasing our economic development that much. It's going to make it all pretty, but.
So that's where you and I would say strongly disagree, because the streetscape in its original project was instrumental in the economic development of the downtown. Okay. I mean, and that's fine.
I had as well as if we could have some bump outs that could encourage perhaps more restaurants to move in or other businesses that could use some of the outdoor space as well.
I think it's a good question. I don't know that it would fit perfectly as well, although my thoughts on the economic impact are, I think, a little different, but I haven't seen it fit into the bucket perfectly either.
Okay, thanks.
What do you, I'll swing back to you, Deanna, and kind of what your goal was for council direction.
I basically just wanted us to quick review this a little bit, but I think we need to just stop the discussion tonight and have a bigger one like in a few months.
Of these listed, not on this sheet, I know that some of them are started or
I can update done. That.
Yeah, I would like to know
just how I give things you a are. Brief synopsis sure. here. Okay, so like under fiscal year 21, we are continuing to work on the Woodland Gates and Building. We had applied for a grant. Mm-hmm. We have done the RFP. So hopefully if, you know, we can move forward and get that done. The water main project, that's, we're going to be going out to bid here very soon for that project. South Avenue B water main, part of that has been done, and that's going to be a priority to get that finished.
Well, that's our in-house one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Madison Park has been done. The new fuel farm, that is not getting done right now.
Is it?
It's almost done. Okay.
They kind of changed things and they went, like it was supposed to be a fuel farm with a taxiway and then it was too much at one time. So they split it out. So we're finishing up the taxiway now, and a portion of the grant was also paying for a little bit of the fuel farm. So we're still in process, but okay. That is moving.
Okay. West Buchanan, that is in the works, you know, that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Wellness Park, again, that's the lighting, and that's, we've applied for grants, so that's all up in the air if we get grants for that. Into fiscal year 22, the East Adams, that's in the works. The wastewater demo, that's completed. Let's see, what else? The NLW, that's getting done. The pickleball and tennis court, that's in the process as well.
We are first on the list for LL Bowling. Yeah.
So.
Well, it got pushed back. They were going to do it at the end of last year. We had the whole financing figured out. They removed all of the surface and they took down the fences. That way the people could come in and okay. resurface.
And the resurface is done. It's just the painting of the lines, I believe.
Well, the resurfacing did happen.
Yeah, yes.
Don't mind me. I need to drive that street.
So, I mean, if you look at fiscal year 21 and 22, I mean, we have a lot either done mm-hmm. or in the works. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
The information I would request, I think, was related to what you mentioned about the $1 million that are part of that package not actually being a doable thing. So it sounds like some of the data has changed. And I'd want to know what that change, more about that, like where the bonding would go in which fiscal year.
Okay.
On the, mm-hmm. Because Elaine mentioned wants and needs, and it sounds like some of it might not matter what we want. Mm-hmm. It might need to be done differently.
Right.
Yeah.
About funding for the downtown street wall. That $850,000, $250,000 of that was planned from the Great Places, which we don't would fit anymore, and then the other is $600,000 CDBG.
And that assumes
that
we are
just getting that CDBG from our water main, like right now. So I don't know if there's a time period that you have to wait to apply for a CDBG grant over, like,
I don't know.
I mean, maybe that's why it was spaced out between two different years. So that may be another.
Well, I think we've done eight $600,000 CDBG grants since 2012. Is that correct? Or are we up to nine?
Wow.
I think, yeah, there's a whole list that we have in one of those presentations. And when I speak to the our federal legislators, like by when they're like, hey, what's important to Washington? So Grassley, Ernst, Marionette, Miller, Meeks, et cetera. One thing I say to them is, hey, the funding that you do for the CDBG, we've used eight, if not nine, $600,000 CDBG grants to be a linchpin in projects for Washington, Iowa since 2012.
That might be a question. I don't know. Yeah. Like if we're getting one right now, do we have to wait 2 or 3 years before we can reapply? That I don't know.
Definitely need to know before we go forward.
Yeah, yeah. That's something we should look at. Yeah.
The good definitely. News is that downtown TIF of the 2.2 million, that is, I mean, it
That'd
takes
be higher.
A year because you have to certify a year before, but that's more readily available right now than basically anything else that we've kind of talked about.
I think, did we also push this back slightly when council discussed using some of that downtown TIF, which does not impact taxpayers at all, but council had discussed using some of that money for the captain's table to be the linchpin in that building not being demolished, which I think that ship may be sailing away.
Sunk.
But I think we also pushed, this would be the third time we pushed it back. Because we pushed it back a couple years for the captain's table, which is now, which is something we're not doing. Anything else in the update form? And thanks for letting me be passionate. I mean, I'm always passionate. I don't always pull it out so hard, but with both hats, I am. Is there anything else in the update category?
I don't think so.
Any discussion about municipal council?
Where are we at on the South Pearl Washington project?
Well, the utilities are done. Let's see.
That's down.
Talking about spotlight.
22.
Yeah, it's in 22 here.
For your information, the owner of that ranch style home is pursuing a zoning change with planning and zoning, and will be up on their meeting. He's the owner of State Farm and wants to do some development in that corner, and he's aware of the potential for 12th Street and the turning lane. And those changes, but there's a possibility, and it's probably too soon to report on because it's going to P&Z to be evaluated by P&Z, but there's a possibility for a change on that corner.
Sure, then.
Uh-huh.
Yes, oh, okay. All of it.
Mm. Which is a friend that's interested in developing as well.
This is the house that's a long way on there.
Yep, which we can't do. Yeah, P&Z will have to evaluate it first before it comes to council.
Mm.
With those possible changes.
Don't have to go to
so was there a study done or this? Where are we at? What in the process?
We'd have to look, but there was a study done and their options, it sounded like, were stoplights, three lanes, and three lanes.
Yeah.
Or
roundabout. Ah. I think
that
a roundabout.
That's an awesome idea.
That will send everybody over the edge.
And then, of course, the addition of funding the stoplights if we did go that route. And then, of course, with turning it into a three lane, it's not our road, but we'd have to pay to relocate all of our utilities and all of that sort of
thing. Oh, my goodness.
What I was told by.
No, we shouldn't.
Should just be striping. Should be that simple.
I don't think
striping. Okay. I mean, it's costly, but it's.
So it sounds like we need an update on that. The status of that
repainted. I like them.
Oh, yeah. From the four lanes to three lanes. Yes.
Interesting. So this is a good discussion for many reasons.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's one of those things where it's on the list, you know, that we need to reach out because it's a DOT thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to talk with them.
Yeah.
So we need to higher on the list, yeah.
DOT has to approve that rezoning as well. They at the corner of for
The DOT wouldn't do the zoning.
No. But I was thinking there, since it's on, that's considered a highway. Somebody mentioned that DOT has to be involved with that.
DOT used to own that lot.
Oh, too, I know.
Apparently. And then they thought with their brilliance that it would never be needed and sold it, which is why that strange house was built.
I even remember who used to live there. So, and that house that they tore down there
is the wrong direction.
Oh, it's all of it.
Shanks own that.
I digress. There's another thing we can just go on a tangent with. So before, I think Deanna's right. I think we have, we'll just be, potentially just be repeating ourselves if we continue.
Yep.
Is there anything that's not repetitive?
Well, all I gotta say is I've heard about lots being commercialized on that corner, and people need to realize that's gonna be a dangerous situation.
I think there's concerns. There's pros and cons. I would agree.
Is that what they're considering? Would be a commercial?
Yep.
We'll have to see it go through P&D, and I can share more with you what I know after.
Can I do one more editorial?
Please.
Can we buy a whole bunch of those stop signs like down on South 12 that really show up that people will have to stop because they'll see the stop signs?
Yeah.
Oh, like on 5th.
Stop by load each one, the four ways. Yeah.
You like them.
I like them.
Yeah.
Now I know.
I remember really liking
one too. $1 or something.
An explosive really conversation.
Put that in the capital improvement plan.
Oh no.
That and the radio reader, the radio meters. So there's another wish list for Deanna. Yes. The radio read meters that would not require meter readers.
It's on my calendar. I just
made $2 million because every meter would be changed. You have a what?
What, the radio reads?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hmm. We'll look forward to
it. So that will be updated in the plan.
Yes. You just drive down the street.
For water.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll move out of the workshop or the goal setting session into department reports and our once around. Chief, what do you have for us?
Okay, the April activity report was in your packet. I sent up the media release, a copy to you guys last week on our shooting we had Tuesday. Arrest was made. We did recover the gun that we believe was involved with that. Both of our Durango patrol units were down most of last week for an AC condenser replacement. Both of them happened at the same time, so hopefully we don't have that issue for a while. Did a water pump on one of them earlier this week, so continue to have issues with those vehicles. We did participate in the Kids Fest last Friday. More than 300 kids stopped by, so that was a good event. Just kind of a reminder, we issued a social media reminder last week, street sweeping season. Since it's been a while, I had you guys just do warnings last week. We issued over 20 warnings last Thursday night for the street sweeping. They do post the signs on the corners of the square to remind people, so just a friendly reminder of that. Our application process, we've got 5 so far. This one certified applicant we had is withdrawn because of our residence requirements. We require a 20-minute response time to the city limits, and so we'll work on scheduling some testing and interviews in the next several weeks and keep moving forward with what we have.
So thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us tonight?
I've got nothing. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. Deanna, anything that for us?
Actually, I do just have one thing to say here. It's Public Works Week. Mm-hmm. And so I would just like to give a shout out to all the employees that work for the MC department. They do a good job, and thank you for the job they do. So when you see any of them, thank them for the job that they do.
Excellent. Thank you, Deanna. We need to switch it up this week, as I recall. Let's move over to Bethany and go the other direction.
I heard from several residents about ideas they have for goals, but maybe I'll save those for our one-on-one, which I think is coming up next week to start that discussion. And then just a reminder, the farmers market starts this week, Thursday.
Oh, yes, Isla.
Let's see. Some complaints about various things, which Sorry, Rico. Nothing new. Anyway, I guess pretty good. Yeah. People are getting their yards mowed, at least in my area. Like that looks good. The occasional odd thing on the curb, but pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you. Steve, what do you have for us?
On 12th Street, where they turn out on the four lanes, not 12th Street, 15th, I'm sorry, 15th Street. Arnold Motor parks their cars right there on the curb and all the way up to the sidewalk, just as close as they can get them. And you can't see around that corner when you pull up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's anything we can do or not, or if somebody can say something to them, but they got a whole parking lot. They park on the other side. You know, they don't have to park. I mean, they park right on that corner.
And that's kind of right where you live. Maybe you could take a closer look at that when you're out and about, Chief.
It's kind of hard to get out of that corner.
I agree.
Other than that, nope.
It's kind of similar at La Morenita. They park there legally. It is absolutely fine, and they have to unload all of their stuff, but that van, you can't see through it.
You can't.
It's a little, I have to be careful.
And yeah, it's dangerous.
I had three complaints about the periodic parking there at the hustle place.
And I think we fixed some of that, Brick House Barbell. You don't go there? Is that not it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad that we have a committee also working on some other solutions to our parking.
We're working on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Elaine.
Basically, my complaints are parking complaints as well that I've had. I can't say it's been quiet, but it's been a good couple of weeks.
Good.
So.
I would share that Kids Fest was very cool. The fire department, like I think Nick and Kelly had built this structure that has magnets for doors that drop down, and all the kids get to use the fire hose that reduce pressure and put out the fire. And I think that was very popular and fun to participate with. I handed out pencils and stickers, and it was just nice. It was very nice, as will be the Celebrate Washington event that's coming up the first weekend of June. Ridiculous mm-hmm. Days, the concert in the park, lots of good things that are just starting right around the corner. Farmers Market too. In my circuit I attended the Wentworth City Council meeting, and I guess that was last night already, which was nice. They have a good group over there. I've been making that circuit with my campaign hat, but it's fun to share with you the different city councils and to see their council chamber. And that's where I was last night. Anything for us, Millie?
I've heard word from several sources, and maybe you as being on the Iowa Arts Council, they've received the Great Places application and they're seem to be impressed by it, and that they're going to be scheduling a visit in June. Haven't heard officially, but hopefully it's a time when we've got our people here. I'll let you know maybe more by the next meeting. But so in Hotel Motel, we keep meeting every month, and we've got some projects in the works, and now we have this new hotel study to look forward to. So it's good.
All right, very good. Fran, what do you have for us?
Pretty quiet at my end of the world.
Very well.
For a change. Got released to do baseball already.
Okay.
Since my surgery.
Excellent.
So I did 4 games last weekend.
Well, that's very
good. Make sure I was still good enough. Had a lot of fun. Other than that, I would like to make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for the motion. And Steve with the second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.